This is the Radical Thought Devotion for December 9th. Our verse for today comes out of our daily reading in the One-Year Bible, Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. The book of Revelation is a book of prophecy. It foretells events that are to take place in the future, as written by the Apostle John near the end of his life. Prophecy is a fascinating subject and regularly generates passionate debate and discussion. There are some who would want us to believe that we shouldn't concern ourselves with prophecy. To those people, I would suggest they read their Bible again and remember why it was written. And the Bible reveals to us God's plan to redeem all mankind back to himself through the work of Jesus Christ. That plan includes future events that were revealed in the scriptures, especially here in the book of Revelation. We're told to look for those events and to warn others about them. One of the things I've always liked about this verse is the promise of blessing. In fact, it was this verse that motivated me to teach through this book for the very first time. It promises a blessing to the one who reads it and to the ones who hear it and obey. I wanted the church to be blessed, and so I taught through the book of Revelation. Many people avoid Revelation because it uses imagery that seems to be very difficult to interpret. Taking Revelation by itself, this is true, but in taking it in context with the rest of Scripture, it can be easily understood. Some of the images are still strange, but they can be understood enough so that we can do what today's verse tells us to do, basically to listen and obey. God wouldn't ask us to obey something that he wasn't going to enable us to understand. John concludes this verse by telling us why we should read Revelation. The time is near. John wrote that about 1900 years ago. And unless you're living under a rock, it is not hard to see that we are living in very difficult times. There are worldwide events taking place that all point to a dark and bleak future. John's warning is more applicable today than any other time in history. Revelation, while it points to and describes Jesus Christ, also describes the end of the world as we know it. John describes in very vivid terms the utter devastation of everything we know today. Included in that destruction is the death of billions of people over a relatively short period of time. It might be hard to imagine some of these things, and it might be hard to imagine how reading Revelation could be a blessing. It is the end of the book that brings the blessing. The book ends with the second coming of Jesus Christ and the establishment of his kingdom. Death and sin are destroyed forever. Satan and his demons are forever cast into the lake of fire, and he can no longer tempt mankind to turn away from our loving Creator God. For believers, this will mark the beginning of an eternity in the presence of God in our new glorified bodies. That is something to be excited about. Not everyone's going to be excited when that day comes. Who do you know that doesn't know that the time is near? Jesus, pray this prayer with me. Jesus, teach us to look forward to your soon coming. The Radical Thought Devotion is a ministry of the Radical Word. Go to radicalword.com to see more of what we do. The text-only version of these devotionals are sent daily by email. If you'd like to start receiving them, click the link down in the description. Or go to radicalword.com. You can see it there as well. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe so we can get the word out to others. Until next time, go be radical with Jesus.